With me today is Emma Toffler, and we're going to talk about this year's open house, which is happening next week, the end of July. Good day, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time. It's that time of the year again.
It is. It's come up very quickly. Now, we're a week away from the open house weekend, which is the 30th and 31st of July, and we have over 140 buildings open this year, which is a big jump from last year, which is around 105 from memory.
So for people who are just tuning in and maybe have just moved to Melbourne, the open house is where you open various buildings around the city for people to have a peek.
That's right. That's at the heart of what we do. So it's a weekend where we open up buildings and spaces that aren't normally open to the public. So you get to see inside them. And it's something that really captures Melburnians' imagination. We have sort of 40 to 50,000 people come out for the weekend. And it's generally all free and open access. So you just turn up on the weekend and you'll be able to go through everything from, you know, big workplaces in the city, beautiful heritage buildings in the city and out further into the west, residential homes, sort of new and old, and even, you know, infrastructure projects like going out on the water of the Port of Melbourne and seeing how the port operates and supports the city. So the program is really diverse and there's something for everybody.
For kids maybe who are interested in trams, Hawthorne Tram Depot is open?
That's right. Yeah, that's a great site. So it's the tram depot and it also is a museum of all trams part. You know, if you're a tram nut or geek, you can get out there and have a look at some of the older models as well as the new models coming up. There's also the South Bank Tram Depot open too.
And Signal is open as well this year?
Yep, Signal's open. That's been a long-standing building on our program. They always put on lots of great kids programming. Again, for kids, supported Melbourne boat tours are excellent. You go out for an hour on the water and you get a great new perspective on the city.
And for adults, one of the popular things this year is the residential areas, isn't it?
It is. Yes, this year we've really expanded our residential program. You can see inside some really large residential sites and new apartment developments where there's up to sort of 300 or 400 apartments, right down to the smallest of homes. We have a new home on the program called 5x4 Hayes Lane, and that is on a 20 square metre site, which is tiny. And so 20 square metres but four storeys, and it encompasses the highest sustainability principles. So a wonderful project to look at. And then even smaller, we have a heritage building, the Dolls House in Collingwood, on the program. And that is apparently the smallest house known in Victoria.
There's a lot of interest in sustainable lifestyle or living these past years, hasn't it? It's just kept on growing.
Yeah, there is. I think people really engage with the ideas of sustainable design, environmental sustainable design, and are looking for sort of tangible examples of how they can incorporate it into their way of living. I think through the open house program, we try and provide those examples by getting people in and talking to owners and talking to architects and people who have been involved in developing these homes. So it's a great opportunity to learn, to touch, to see, and really experience what it means to live in a home that has adopted sustainable design.
Also noticed that every year, rooftop living.
Yeah, we have a number of rooftops open, and we have a rooftop tour that happens on both days across the weekend, and it's free. So you get to go up and be on top of some of the most impressive buildings in Melbourne, get a great perspective, and also look at some of the green initiatives that are happening in rooftops around the city of Melbourne.
You would never know unless you see it that on top of, you know, an ordinary building, there's a garden or there's a little space for people to come along and get together. Those little secrets.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about secrets at a ground level, it's about secrets, you know, up on the top of the buildings, and also about secrets and secret spaces underground. We have a number of underground sites open, including the always popular Russell Place substation, which is about four stories underground, and it's still an operating substation, which has some impressive electrical equipment that they keep running just for open house visitors.
Most of the time we pass by a building or we go into the building, but we don't really know the story behind it. Like Melbourne Central, for example, a lot of people pass through it, go for shopping and stuff, but we don't really know the story behind that tower in the middle, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, the Shot Tower. Well, Melbourne Central is a fascinating one because of the scale of it and the many layers of development that have happened on that site. And then, yes, right in the middle you have this very small and unassuming yet beautiful heritage Shot Tower, which has been protected and encased in that impressive glass cone, which is apparently, I think, the largest glass structure in the Southern Hemisphere. So you can get up there and you get taken on a tour across the Open House weekend. You get taken on a tour around the outer rim of that glass cone up on the rooftop of Melbourne Central.
So you don't just take a photo in front of it, but you can actually go and take a photo around it.
Yeah, exactly. You get to, and that's quite a, you know, a special treat to get up onto that rooftop. But you can also pass through the Shot Tower too on the day. So with a lot of our buildings, we have special booked tours that you need to book in for. And then we have open access opportunities where really you just turn up on the day and you'll be able to go through a number of buildings. Nearly 100 buildings are open access.
And this year, for the first time, you're opening the Islamic Centre?
That's right. We're quite excited about opening the Australian Islamic Centre in Newport. We're excited for a number of reasons. One is we've got a big program out in the west this year, so lots of buildings opening up. We're really pushing out of the CBD, encouraging people to get out in their local neighbourhoods to look at buildings that they may have wondered about over the years. So the Australian Islamic Centre is a new building designed by Glenn Murkett. It's a beautiful space, still in development, so it's a bit of a hard hat tour. But you'll get to tour through the building and learn about, you know, the design process, which has been going on for 10 years.
Of course. Be prepared. Rug up.
Yes. Although we don't talk about the weather beforehand because we're scared that we'll...
We might jinx it.
We checked the long-range weather forecast the other day and it looks warm, yet kind of grey, like Melbourne tends to be at this time of year. But It's a great activity for the middle of winter because, you know, you're kind of going into these different spaces. There's something for everybody. It gets you out of the house into the city, celebrating the city. And there's great hospitality and really excited and engaged tour leaders and storytellers. So I guarantee you'll have a wonderful weekend out.
And, of course, you'll enjoy it if you wear comfortable shoes.
Yes, yeah. And do pack an umbrella. Let's be realistic about it.
And so, open house this year, how much has it changed since 8 years ago from the first open house? It's definitely gone bigger.
Yeah, so the number of buildings that we're opening on the weekend, I think the biggest change for us is we now have a year-round program, and that's been sort of been developed over the last 2 years. So not only across the month of July and then the popular weekend, but now we have events, free talks, tours, film screenings, and a whole host of other special events happening every month across the year. So that would be the biggest change.
Looking forward to the open house weekend, 30th and 31st of July.
Wonderful. Look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks very much, Emma Teffler from the Open House.
SBS, SBS,
the SBS,
SBS,
SBS Radio.